Good morning, everybody.
各位弟兄姐妹朋友们早。
I like that song there, choir.
我很喜欢刚才诗班所献的诗。
I was actually closing my eyes and just kind of thinking about it.
我就闭上我的眼睛，我在默想。
Realizing that this song could really be a benefit to a lot of us when we need to be reminded that God, through Christ and Christ through the Spirit, walks with us.
我想那首诗歌可以激励我们很多人，让我们时常的记得不管我们遇到什么样的际遇，神会通过主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督通过圣灵与我们同行。
How many of you guys need to be reminded sometimes that God walks with you?
我们多少人需要被常常提醒，神与我们同行。
Yeah, how many people need to be reminded? Okay, like three of you? Okay, that's okay. Yeah, we need to be reminded that God is a God who's not only the creator God.
我们需要被提醒的是，神不但是那位创造天地万物的主。
God, we see from the scripture, is a personal God who walks with us.
神就像圣经里头所教导我们的，他也是我们每一个人个人的主。跟我们同行的主。
So I was just closing my eyes, just praying that over our church.
所以我刚刚在听诗班唱诗的时候，我就闭上眼睛，我为我们的教会祷告。
I recognize that there's a lot of us that the song said in joy and in sorrow.
在就像那首诗歌里头所谈到的，不管我们是在顺境或者是在苦难当中，
that he's with us.
他都与我们同在。
Emmanuel, God is with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Good song.
的确是一首很美妙的诗歌。
I was really in the zone listening to it.
所以我真的是全心全神贯注的在。
Right. In the zone. How do you say in the zone? 在。
不知道哈。
Until they started rapping, and then 能跟我们一起走。Yeah, that's new. That's different. Chinese rap. That really woke me up. 那叫什么 ？Chinese rap. How do you say rap in Chinese? 绕舌，绕舌，绕舌。It's like kind of a little 绕舌 in there. That was good. But I'm glad that we are here together again. A lot of us were at our retreat last weekend.
我很高兴我们现在全体弟兄姐妹又在一块儿了。我们当中很多人上个星期参加了退休会。
And I want to praise God that we had a wonderful, really just a spirit anointed weekend.
我要称颂赞美神，
yeah?
因为我们的确在山上有度过了一个很好的同工退休会，我们浸润在神的恩典。
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Okay. Good. So I need to know you're with me.
所以很多人很多人都同意我的看法。
And yet we missed those of you who are part of what we call the church body. You are part of the church body, and you weren't there. We missed you.
同时在我们这个神的家中有很多弟兄姐妹，他们不能够参加。退休会，我们在山上也很想念你们。
And we, like the chairman said, we hope you, we love when the whole body is together.
就像刚才主席说的，我希望明年大家都能够参加。
We actually make arrangements for those of you who find that walking in some paths with the incline.It may be harder for your legs. Even me, my knees are starting to hurt more at my old age.
我们也在安排为那些在那样的地方走路上山上坡下坡有困难的弟兄姐妹们。
We actually were able to secure a golf cart to bring people to and fro the meeting places.
所以我们安排了一辆车，打高尔夫那样的车，能够带那些走路有困难的弟兄姐妹来去。
Supply non-habit forming sleeping pills.
我们也准备了一些为一些睡觉有困难的弟兄姐妹准备了一些安眠药，但是
不会上瘾的这种，
不会上瘾的安眠药。
So you can take it for like two nights of the retreat, and you won't even be addicted to it. You'll like to sleep, but you won't have to go back to it.
那么吃了那种药以后，他们有很好的睡眠。
And I think we even supply earplugs for you.
我们还预备了这个耳机。
No, 那个塞的
耳机。那个耳塞。
耳机 ，I call it 耳机。That's what my son calls these things, 耳机。These are 耳朵，塞在你耳朵里面那个。
耳塞。
Yeah, 耳塞。That's easy. So we try to do everything we can to make your stay up at the retreat locations good and comforting.
所以我们尽了最大的努力，让每一位参加退休会的都感觉到很舒服。
If you have a hard time sleeping even now with a snoring spouse, you can actually use these things too.
所以如果你现在睡眠有困难，或者有人在旁边打呼，那么你也可以吃那种，试试那种药。
So all that to say, we think this particular weekend is an important one. We would even consider, it's always in the back of our mind, we've tried it before, but we would consider having it here if it would enable just the whole body to be a part of it.
所以总而言之，我要说的就是我们度过了一个非常特殊的美好的周末，同时我们也在思考是不是有机会能够在教会里头举行这个教会举行退休会，这样子的话所有的弟兄姐妹都能参加。
Yeah. Okay. I remember when I was in elementary school.
我记得我上小学的时候。
We had this science project for class.
我们有一门科学课。
And my science project wasn't very good.
那么那门科学课有一个作业，我的科学课的作业一向不是做得很好。
I'm not a good scientist. I like to think that I'm a scientist, but I'm kind of not.
我个人并不是对科学特别有天赋。
Yeah. But I had this project and I wanted to demonstrate the effects of the sun.
但是我这个作业我的目标是要显示出太阳光有多么重要。
So I planted all of these seeds in a variety of pots. I mean, you know, as a scientist, you know, they're actually the same size. They have to be the same size.
所以我就把很多的种子种在很多的放在很多的盆里头。
And then some pots are I put in the shade, like the deep shade with no sun.
所以有些盆子我就放在看不到
and,
晒不到阳光的地方。
And then I put some with like cellophane paper, like colored cellophane paper to see, because certain colors block out certain rays of the sun.
所以有些我就用了一些遮阳物，这样子有阳光会有一部分能够透进来，有一部分。
And then I had pots that just had regular sunlight.
那么另外有几个盆子我就摆在太阳光下。
I thought it was very, very scientific.
我觉得这个非常非常的科学。
But I think it's actually very obvious.
但是其实这是一个很显而易见，这个成果一定，结果一定很明显的。
The effects of the plants that have the sun versus the ones that don't have the sun were fairly obvious, and I think we would expect them. I just thought it was a very genius project.
那些放在阳光下的那个盆子里头的东西跟那些见不到阳光的相比之下，那个结果是很明显的。其实这是很稀松平常的一个实验，但是我觉得我像是天才一样。
Yes, that's right, 天才。My 天才 scientist, but the effects were very clear.
但是很清楚的，你可以看见这两者的不同。
The plants that were in the shade were dying, or dead.
那些见不到阳光的，就慢慢的枯萎，甚至于死了。
And the ones that were in the sun were thriving.
而那些在阳光之下的，就很蓬勃的在那边生长。
Because when you get exposed to the sun, the difference is clear.
因为当你有阳光的时候，那么这个结果就完全不一样了。
And I think the same concept holds true in the church.
我想这样的一种概念其实也能够适用在教会里头。
We have a lot of people here.
我们在教会里头有很多人。
Some people just come and go.
有的人就是来来去去的。
But I'll tell you that as we're continuing on in our preaching series through 1 John,
但是当我们现在在进行这一系列的有关约翰一书的教导的时候，我想要让你们看见。
John wants to help us understand the difference is clear.
约翰他要帮助我们了解这个区别是很明显的。
That if you have been exposed to the sun,
就是说如果你曝晒在阳光之下的话
Actually, the sun,
或者
you know, I kind of use that in English you get that the sun
或者的那个儿子耶稣基神的儿子的话
If you've been exposed really exposed to the sun the difference will be clear
那么如果你一直曝晒在耶稣基督的光下的话那么这个区别是很明显的
So turn your Bibles with me to 1 John
所以请你们打开圣经我们来看约翰一书
Right, and so we're going to continue on in chapter 3
我们现在要继续看这卷书那么现在我们看到第三章
And we're going to pray
我们先祷告
We need God's help here
我们需要神的帮助。
Sister, you pray for us. I'll translate for you, okay?
亲爱的天父，谢谢你的恩典，召聚我们来到你的面前，聆听你对我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here together so that we can together listen to your words for us.
你告诉我们，你就是光。
You are the one who has told us that you are the light.
你告诉我们，我们已经信你的人是从黑暗走入光明了。
You are the one who has told us that those of us who are children of God have been brought out of the darkness and walk in the light.
也就是说，我们已经出死入生了。
And it also means that we are no longer dead but alive.
求主继续的让我们行在你的光中。
And so, Lord, would you help us to continue to progress and live in the light?
求主继续的使用你的圣经，你的向我们发声说话。
And Lord, would you please use your word to reveal, to speak to us and to reveal your word for us?
求你掌管。今天的聚会从头到尾
Would you be over our time together this morning from beginning to the end?
也为那些在座的还没有信你的主通过你的话语你让他们认识到你的真实
And that those who don't know you somehow you would through your word allow them to come to know you because of the power of your word.
感谢赞美你，我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We want to give you thanks and praise, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, thank you. Chapter 3, verse 11, that's where we're going to start.
第三章第十一节。
For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
That's the message.
这就是信你我要告诉你们的信息。
That's the message. 这个信息。Yeah, anyway.
这个信息。
Yeah. We are to be a people of love.
我们这个信息就是我们要需要是爱的有爱的人。
We are people of love.
我们是有爱的人。
Jesus said that by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, that you belong to me.
耶稣说通过这个世界上的人就知道你是我的门徒了。
That you love one another.
也就是通过你们彼此相爱，世界上的人就知道你是你们是我的门徒，你们是属于我的。
That's how the world will know.
这是世界上的人知道我们是属于神的一个方法。
Not by the types of songs that we sing.
并不是他们不是通过我们所唱的诗歌。
Not by the clothes that we wear.
也不是通过我们所穿的衣服。
Not by how many activities we participate in the church.
也不是通过我们参加了多少教会的聚会。
But he says, by the love that you have for one another.
而是当他们看见我们彼此相爱的时候，他们就知道我们是属于他的，属于主的。
I want to bring this down very practical, even at the very beginning.
所以我们从一开始我们就看到这是一个非常实际的教导。
Loving another brother or sister is not that easy.
但是呢弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱并不容易。
And I'll show you immediately how hard it is.
我会马上让你看见弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱为什么不容易。
Because some of you at church, you can fake it pretty well.
因为我们在教会里头有些人可以装得很好。
Some of you have been going through years of training, and it's called 客气 training.
我们当中很多人在多年来都受了一种所谓的客气的训练。
I don't know the school of 客气。
我不知道有关这客气学校。
Yep, and I don't know the school of 面子 saving face. I don't understand that well.
我也不懂这个面子对面子这方面的教育。
But some of us are very well trained in the art of 客气。
但是
That's like politeness.
但是很显然我们当中很多人在客气这门艺术上学得很好。
So at a Chinese church, we can fake it.
所以在一个中国人所组成的教会里头我们可以装得很好。
But I'll show you when it gets really real.
但是呢当这个变成真真实实的时候我等一下就会让你看见。
You come across one of the brothers and sisters at church that just does things that really make your skin crawl, really gets under your skin.
你会碰到 某些弟兄或姐妹他们所做的事情让你很不能忍受。
You come across someone that because of the way they are, it makes you very, it gives you all types of bad feelings inside.
你在教会里头也常常会碰到某些人因为他们的行事他们为人的作风会让你不能够忍受。
The way of 客气 of politeness,
所以这样这个时候这个客气
is to, 哎你好你好。你好你好。
那么这个时候就用这个刚才他表演的方式。
Yeah, yeah.She doesn't do that. She doesn't do that. She doesn't play that.
来对付这样的问题。
姐妹你好，你好，你好，我非常讨厌你，可是我，you know, like I hate you. I'm good in my team. You're good. You're good. We're all good. And you stay over there.
然后你
and I'll stay over here.
好，那你就在那边，我就在这边，我不跟你来往。
Okay. And you're like, nah. I'm good at church. I don't have that.
然后你可能会想我跟那个人不一样。
Oh, no, no. Or you say, yeah, no, I'm not like that, pastor. You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know me. I'm good. I'm good at church.
你可能会说我不是你现在所描述的那种人。
Because I just stopped staying involved with people. It's easier.
因为我对付的方式就是我不跟人来往这个比较容易。
Okay, we want to really hit it now? Okay, 我们现在真打了 huh? Okay.Let's talk about when you go home.
那我们现在谈到你回家以后。
Some of you have family members, you call them a husband or a wife or a child or a mom or a dad. 有些你们有家庭的人，你们呼叫说这是我的夫妻，我的太太，我的先生，我的孩子，我的妈妈，我爸爸。But they are really your brother or sister in Christ.
但是他们同时也是你主内的弟兄姐妹。
You like to love them.
你想要爱他们。
You love them the way Christ calls you to love them.
你按照主耶稣基督要你爱的方式去爱他们。
You see, the concept of loving one another is the message.
所以这个彼此相爱。这个概念就是这儿的主要的信息。
That's what John is doing all throughout this letter.
那么约翰在整卷书从头到尾讲的就是这个彼此相爱。
I'm sorry. If you've been exposed to the Son, Jesus Christ,
如果你曝晒在主耶稣基督所代表的光中
something different is in you.
那么在你里面就有 一个不一样的不同的东西出现了。
If you have truly been exposed to Jesus Christ,
如果你真正的曝晒在主耶稣基督的光中
something will have happened in your life.
那么你的生命中肯定会有所改变。
That does not mean that you are a perfect being.
这个并不是说你从此就变成一个十全十美的人。
But that something has happened.
但是某个东西在你的生命中里面开始成长。
I'm so sorry. And the difference will be clear.
而且这个区别是会越来越明显。
You will be able to see the difference between someone who has been exposed to Christ.And someone who is not exposed to Christ.
你会看见，在一个曝晒在主耶稣基督的光中的人跟不在光中的人之间有何等大的分别。
That's what it says in verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
We know that we have passed.Out of death into life, how do we know that? Because we love the brothers.
我们知道，我们晓得是已经出死入生了。为什么我们晓得这个呢？因为我们爱弟兄。
You want to know how you have come out of death into life?
你要不要确定你已经出死入生了呢？
Because some of us are still asking that question.
因为我们当中有些人还在问这个问题。
Am I really saved?
我真正的得救了吗？
Am I really part of this church body?
我真正属于教会这个肢体的总是这个教会的一员吗？
Am I really a Christian?
我是一个真基督徒吗？
And John is saying, you want to know if you're for real or not?
那么约翰在这儿说你要知道答案吗？
You want to know if you have really passed out from death into real life in Christ?
你要知道你是不是真的已经出死入生了吗？
Then you're going to love the brothers and sisters in Christ.
那么这个问题的症结就在你是不是爱弟兄。
Because if you have been exposed to the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
因为如果你曝晒在主耶稣基督的光中，
and you've really received it, and now you are alive,
你真正的得着了主耶稣基督的救恩，你是活着的。
You're gonna have this new thing given to you.
那么你就会有这个新的东西给你。
It's not just that you've been given, you have a new life.
你不只是有了一个新生命。
But it's that God has placed a new capacity to love in you.
神不但给了你新的生命，而且神赋予你一个新的能力。
And this capacity is to love the unlovable brothers and sisters in Christ.
而这个新的能力就是让你能够爱那些不可爱的。
I know a brother.
我认识一个弟兄。
Like I know a guy. Okay. Sorry. I know a brother in Christ. He wasn't a terrible person.
他人其实不坏。
But he didn't like people so much.
但是他不是很喜欢人。
Actually, not that he didn't like people, just people bothered him.
因为别人常常让他觉得很烦。
He knew people are not bad.
他知道其实人不坏。
It's just that the things that people did and the way they talked kind of annoyed him.
只是那些很多人做的事说的话让他觉得很烦厌。
And he would then get irritated.
然后他就会开始
And he would start thinking about the way they irritated him.
所以他就脾气就开始暴躁起来。
And then he starts getting angry.
然后他想到那些人说的话、做的事，他就开始生气了。
And he knew that they're not bad people. It's just they made him mad. And he just said, I need to keep a distance from people so I won't kill someone, you know?
他知道那些人并不是坏人，但是呢，就是他们所说的话、所做的事，让他很烦、很烦厌，所以他就跟他们保持距离。
And then this person came to know Jesus.
然后呢，这个人他认识了耶稣基督。
And he got exposed to the Son.
从此他就曝晒在主耶稣基督的光中。
And he would tell you that I'm just not even the same person anymore.
他会告诉你，我跟从前的我很不一样了。
I know that I have a new life.
我知道我有了一个新生命。
But I've been given this new love for people that I didn't have before.
而且神也给了我一个爱的能力，能够爱那些我从前不喜欢的人。
Especially the people that are in my church.
特别是那些跟我同一教会的人。
Many of them would be very unlovable to me.
很多人从前对我来说是不可爱的。
But I have a deep love for them today.
但是今天我对他们怀着很深的爱。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么我会变得这样。
But I know that I've been changed.
我知道，但是我知道，我确实知道我已经改变了。
You see, this brother was exposed to the Son.
那是因为这位弟兄他信了主以后，他从此曝晒在主耶稣的光中。
And the difference was clear.
那么这个从前的他跟现在的他的区别是很明显的。
Have you ever wondered about your salvation? I know some of you are struggling with that today.
如果你曾经或者你现在还在怀疑你是不是真的得救了。
You ever doubt whether or not you're really saved or not?
如果你怀疑你是真的得救了吗？
Then you could go back to this test.
那么你就可以回到圣经的这句话上。
What people do you love to be around?
你喜欢跟什么人在一起？
What are your thoughts when we say the fellowship of believers?
当我们谈到教会里头谈到弟兄姐妹之间的团契或交通的时候，你是怎么想的？
When you think about brothers and sisters in Christ,
当你想到主内的弟兄姐妹的时候，
Do you think I just need to stay away from them?
你想的是说我要跟他们保持距离吗？
Or do you think I love these people?
或者你说哦，我真是爱他们。
I love sharing life with them.
我很愿意跟他们分享我的生活。
I'm enjoying hearing when they open their life to me.
他们对我敞开心胸开放的时候 我是个很大的享受。
And I'm opening my heart and my life to them.
我也对他们非常的坦诚。
They might not be my normal types of friends that I've had in the past.
也许他们不是我从前所有的那些
you know,
像那些同样类型的朋友。
These people are kind of imperfect.
这些人其实他们是不完美的。
But I'm imperfect.
但是我也不完美。
And I love these people with a deep, deep, deep love when I'm willing to do anything to help them and support them and pray for them.
可是现在尽管我知道他们不完全，但是我还是深深地爱着他们，而且我愿意在他们需要的时候帮助他们。
That would be the sign that you have been given that new capacity to love.
这就是一个你已经被赋予了这个爱的能力的一个标志，一个记号。
That's what we see in verse 14.
这就是第十四章所教导我们的。
If you love the brothers and sisters, even that brother or sister at home,
如果你能真爱弟兄姐妹甚至在家里，
then you know
那么
that you have passed from death into life.
那么你就可以晓得知道你已经出死入生了。
And this has nothing to do with 客气。
那么
right?
这个跟刚才我们说的客气一点关系都没有。
Because politeness is on the outside.
因为所谓的客气这个只是在外表的。
But everything that Jesus does begins on the inside.
而主耶稣基督在我们生命中所成就的所有的都是从内心开始。
And what John does, which any good preacher does, this is, first John is like a sermon, he gives pictures.
所以这位约翰他也像是一个传道人一样，他给我们一幅图画。
Right? He gives us two models, two pictures for us to learn from.
他给我们两个截然不同的图画，让我们来比较，让我们来学习。
First, he's going to give us a picture or a model of someone who does not love the way God gives us to love.
首先他会给我们一个不爱的，就是没有神所赋予的那种爱的一个典型代表人物。
And then he gives us the picture of ultimate love.
然后呢，他就会给我们一幅图画，那个图画是让我们看见，一个最标准的完美的榜样。
Okay, so we'll look at both. Okay.
所以我们今天要看看这两幅图画。
Let's look at verse
12.
That's right, 12. There you go. Thank God. I was like, which verse is that? 12, okay? We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Who is Cain? Some of you guys are asking. Who is this guy?
那么你们当中有些人可能问，该隐是谁呢？
And for those of you who are more mature believers, you got to have patience, right? Because you're like, come on, I know Cain, but there's a lot of people here who don't. So we go through some of the basics sometimes, okay?
所以如果你对圣经比较熟悉的话，请你有一点耐心，因为有的时候我们需要解释一点基本的知识。
Cain is the firstborn son of the first created man and woman, Adam and Eve.
该隐是神所创造的两个最先创造的两个人就是亚伯该隐的长子。
Right. And then Cain had a younger brother, and his name was. Okay, now all you church people can. His name was what? Yabo. Okay.
那么该隐
English is Abel.
Yeah, 该隐有个弟弟，他的弟弟名字叫亚伯。
And you can find their story in Genesis 4.
那你可以看创世纪。世纪第四章。
We're not going to look at that right now. These brothers, you know what's interesting? I was thinking about this. Cain was never introduced as a bad guy.
很有意思的就是圣经里头没有明说该隐是个坏人。
In fact, both of them were immediately introduced as men who desired to worship God.
刚好相反，圣经里头，告诉我们，该隐跟他的弟弟亚伯，两个人都是，很愿意敬拜神的人。
Yet it was the younger brother.
可是呢，他的弟弟亚伯。
He was the one whose offering was pleasing to God.
他所献的祭物是神所悦纳的。
And Cain's was not.
而该隐所献的祭物神看不上。
And because of that, Cain became so angry.
因此该隐很生气。
That he murdered his brother.
生气到一个程度，以至于他把他的弟弟给杀了。
The Greek word here for murder is actually slit his throat, butchered him.
那么，这个希腊在这儿那个希腊原文的意思是该隐把他弟弟的喉咙给割了，割了喉咙。
Now, I think I know you enough that you and I both know that murder is wrong.
我想你们都知道，杀人是不对的。
But I read a poll that showed that one out of four people in America.
但是呢，有一项调查的结果显示，每个四个美国人当中有一个。
也不是美国人，就是住在美国人。That's us.
住在美国的人四个当中有一个。
That say that they have acted on their violent impulses.
他们承认他们曾经在极度的冲动之下，他们做出坏事。
And one in four of these people also said that even if they haven't done that in the past, they would act on their violent impulses in the future.
而且每四个中有一个说他们在将来可能也会因为一时的冲动而做做下坏事。
You know what murder is?
你知道所谓的杀人是什么意思吗？
Murder is acting out of the impulses of what's going on.
所谓的杀人者其实他只不过是他内心的冲动，他在行为上把这个表现出来而已。
Murder begins on the inside.
所以杀人这个行为其实是从内心开始的。
It begins on the inside.
是从里头先开始的。
It's just that most of us are 客气 enough that we don't act out on it.
很多人因为他们够客气，以至于他们在外表上，他们没有把内心的状态给呈现出来。
Some of you actually have hate in your heart towards other brothers and sisters, even at home.
这些很客气的人，他们即使在外面没有真的杀了人，即使是在但是呢，他们内心有那样一个冲动，即使是在家里。
You have that inside, and the only thing holding you back, maybe, is 客气。
你有那个意念在你的心里，那唯一的能够制止你不表现在外面的，可能就是那个客气。
Again, that's why.
这就是为什么。
I get lost. That's why sometimes we wonder why Jesus says, "Whoever hates his brother is guilty of murder."
所以这就是为什么有的时候我们会稀奇哦，主说了这么一句话，恨人就是杀人。
What Jesus is getting at is all of that happens on the outside really is just showing what is going on the inside.
主耶稣基督其实他所要提的重点就是外在的行为只不过是内在的心态的一种反应而已。
Why did Cain murder his brother?
该隐杀了他的兄弟。
No, why?
为什么
？Right? It's not like he's just a murderer.
并不是说他就是一个杀人犯，杀人的人。
It started somewhere.
这是
是有一个出发点，
有个开始的，有个出发。
It started as envy.
首先，它是从敌人嫉妒
envy
嫉妒开始的。
And it had resentment.
嫉妒之后就产生了怨愤。
And it had bitterness.
然后就会有苦毒。
Okay, you see where it begins? All it was how come you were good and I wasn't?
所以我们可以看见这些事情的起初就是为什么有人是好人有的是恶者。
Why is good happening to them and not me?
为什么善产生在别人的身上，而我却没有善
and it's not just that I want that, because that's okay to want that, to want what's good.
并不只是说我要那个善那个好的而已。
I'm so bothered that you have that and I don't, that I resent you for it.
所以为什么别人有我认为是好的东西，而我却没有？然后我就开始嫉妒了。
And that resentment is actually what makes it envy.
我先有怨愤，然后就让我羡慕，进而嫉妒。
And that is what develops over time into this bitterness that's eating you up inside. That's what the Bible says. Bitterness will eat you up.
然后呢，这样的心态一直持续的。产生，于是我们就有越来越强烈的感觉。
This is what's happening inside.
所以总而言之，这些外在的恶，其实是内心从内心里面先开始的。
Cain didn't just murder his brother because Cain was evil.
该隐之所以杀了他的兄弟，并不是说。他一开始就是恶者。
Cain killed his brother because everything that was happening inside.
该隐之所以最后杀了他的兄弟，是因为在这之前有一连串的事情发生在他的心里。
When he saw the goodness of what was happening in his brother's life.
当他看见他的兄弟的生活中有很多好处或者利益或者善的时候，
He started to have these things going on inside.
那么该隐内心就开始有想法了。
See, this can happen in our church today.
那么这样的事情其实也可能在今天的教会里头发生。
This type of comparison that leads to envy and resentment.
这种人与人之间的比较，然后就产生了怨愤，产生了苦毒，产生了嫉妒。
That brothers and sisters that might find themselves like Cain.
这样的其实很多弟兄姐妹都或多或少的可以在他们自己内心里找到像该隐。
When our own spiritual immaturity or lack of goodness is contrasted with another brother or sister's spiritual growth and goodness.
当我们把自己在灵命的成熟度上，在善等等方面跟别的弟兄姐妹做比较的时候。
Specifically, these words I want to use it like when because of another brother or sister's spiritual growth and all the goodness we see in their life, it reveals our own spiritual lack of growth or spiritual immaturity.
特别是当别的弟兄姐妹在属灵上越来越成熟，他们的善让我们显得。不那么好的时候。
Okay, and sometimes this other brother and sister is newer in the faith than you.
特别是有的时候这些灵命比我们长进的快的弟兄姐妹，其实他们信主的年日比我们短。
Because you've been going at this for a long time.
因为你。很长久的时间你都这么做。
But contrasted to that person,
但是呢跟那个人比较。
You're seeing all the fruit and the goodness that is being born in their life.
你在跟他们对比之下，你看到他们的生命中有很多成熟的果子出现。
And it's making you have these things inside.
那么你的心里开始就不安了，就嫉妒了。
I think John is saying that there's two ways to respond to that.
我想约翰在这儿是要告诉我们的，面对这样的情况，我们有两种不同的态度，
okay.
我们可以做出选择。
Okay. One.
首先，第一
is that you can. You can actually look at that person and genuinely thank God and praise God and say, Wow, that is so amazing what you're doing in their life.
第一，你可以看着那些弟兄姐妹，你可以真诚的为他们感谢主。
And you can say, God, that is so good what I see in them.
你可以说神啊，我看见他们生命的见证是如此的美好。
And I desire that too. I want to be there like that.
我很渴慕自己也能够像他们那样。
And so you ask God and you say, God help me too.
然后你就对神说，神啊，求你，请你帮助我，让我生命也能够像他们那样的成长。
God, what's blocking me? What's blocking my spiritual maturity?
到底是什么？请你告诉我，到底是什么阻碍了我灵命的成熟。
What's holding me back?
什么让我在这个奔跑天路的时候，我停步不前呢？
And I see them and I see their goodness and I love them.
我看见他们的善，我爱他们。
And even though they may have a bigger impact in ministry now than me.
即使是他们可能在神的事工上的影响力大于我。
I love them. I love that brother, sister.
我还是爱那个弟兄姐妹。
And I want that. God, help me to be like that.
我也要像他们一样，所以神啊，请你帮助我。
And yet there's a second response. I think that which is what John's talking about.
但是面对这样的情况，约翰也告诉我们，可能有第二种的反应。
I think the second response is that.Bad stuff going on inside.
而这第二种的反应是因为有不好的内心有不好的反应。
Right, because you see that person and you're like, how come they're growing so much and not me?
你看见这样的弟兄姐妹，你就说为什么他们长进的这么快
？I don't have to forget it. Forget this.
而我却不能呢。
I resent that person.
算了吧，我很讨厌他们，我记恨他们，我就要躲避他们。
Right, I'll avoid them.
Yeah, 我就要躲开他们。
And I'll start to find ways to criticize that, find all the things that are wrong in that person. You know, we've done that before.
我要开始挑剔他们，说看。指出他们的错处来。
And you know all that stuff going inside?
那么这个在内心里头的这样的情况。
John is saying, that's the way. Right?
Yeah.
John is saying, that's the way of hate.
那么约翰说这就是恶的方式。
Don't be like,Pain and go that way.
所以不要不可学该隐往那个方向走。
That's the way of the world.
这是世界的世俗的想法方式。
That's acting out on your evil and violent impulses.
那就是因为你的恶的心理的冲动而产生。会产生某些行为。
That's loveless.
这是没有爱的。
We expect that from the world.
世界上，这是在世界上我们常常看见的情况。
But that's not the way of brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是在教会里头，不应该如此。
That's why he says in verse 13.Don't be surprised that the world hates you.
所以，约翰第十三节就说，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
Don't be surprised. That's the way the world is.
别觉得很奇怪，因为世界本来就是如此。
Those who have not been exposed properly to the Son, that's the way they act.
那些没有很适当的从光那边得到光跟热的人，他们的行事为人，他们的心态就是这个样子。
But not you.
但是你们这些主的儿女们不可以这样。
You've been given a new love.
因为你已经被赋予了一个新生命。
You need to check what's going on in your heart, and I'll help you check that.
所以你应该检查你的内心，而且约翰说我会帮助你检查或检验你的内心的状态。
And I'll help you to love that person.
我会帮助你们学习爱主内的弟兄姐妹。
You see, that's what we're seeing here.
这就是我们看到的这一段经文的主要的信息之一。
He says, "That's the model that I don't want you to be like."
他说，这样的人，这样的我不要你们学习。
But there is the picture of love I want you to follow.
相反的，有另外一个最标准的、完美的爱的榜样是要我要你们学习的。
And that's in verse 16.
我们看第十六节。
By this we know love, that he, the Son, Jesus Christ, laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
You see, when John's talking about how we should love,
约翰在这儿告诉我们，我们应当怎么样行事为人。
He says, see, this love,this capacity to love that has been put into you now is a love that lays down your life.
他在说这个已经被赋予已经赋予你们的这种爱这种能力是从主为我们舍命而来，所以这是一个这种爱是一个为他人舍命的爱。
Okay. And for the sake of time, I just want to show you real quickly like three things that I see in this, in that little verse 16.
我要跟你们分享在我从第十六节所得到的三点教导。
The first thing that we see in that,saying that Jesus laid down his life for us.
第一第一这节经文告诉我们主为我们舍命。
What we see from that is his love is voluntary.
我们从这儿可以看到主对主的爱是自愿的。
He willingly
他心甘情愿的
laid down his life.
舍弃自己的生命。
Another thing that we might be able to see in this passage, in that one verse, is that... go ahead.
第十六节能够教导我们的第二件事情是
is that Jesus' love...I don't know where to stop. Do I just keep going?
主的爱
is not self-directed, but it's always towards others.
不是为自己，而是为别人。
Right, because it says that he laid down his life, but he actually didn't lay down his life for himself.
因为这儿说他 为我们舍命，他不是为自己舍命。
He laid down his life for others.
他为别人舍命。
Jesus never did anything that would give him personal gain.
主耶稣从来没有做过一件为他自己为了他自己的好处而做一件做的事。
He never schemed anything.
他从来没有为自己打算或谋划过什么。
It was always for others.
他总是为别人。
It's always for others.
总是为别人。
And the third thing that we see in that verse is that in laying down his life, that type of love came at a great personal cost.
第三件事情，我们可以从这段这节经文所看到的，就是主耶稣基督是不惜任何的代价而爱别人。
Okay. That's the love of Jesus.
这就是主的爱。
And that's the type of love that has been placed in those who are in the light.
而这样的爱也给了他的儿女们。
If you have not been given this love,
如果你还没有被给予这种爱，
you can't love this way.
你就不可能用这样的方式去爱。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
That's why you can't find it in the world.
这就是为什么你在世界上找不到这种爱。
But you should be able to find it here.
但是你在教会里头你可以找到。
And she doesn't mean 教会 like the building. It's 教会 the 弟兄姐妹 the brothers and sisters that make the church.
这个教会 不是指的一个外在的建筑而是指教会的成员，就是主内的弟兄姐妹们。
That's why, look what he says.Sometimes you guys say, well, like, give me something practical. Give me something practical.
有的人常常说教导我们一些实际的。
Come on, give me something. Give me something really practical. I want to take home. I want to do it today. So, come on, you're always talking these hypotheticals of love.
所以你给我一些实际的、具体的、可以摸得着、捉得住的东西，让我能够用。
And I'm sure people said to John.
有的人会对约翰
So John goes, okay, I'm going to give you something really practical.
约翰说这么说，所以约翰就说好。
So
好，我就给你们一个很实际的。
No, not me, John.
对，约翰就说好，我就给你们一个很实际的例子。
Come with me. Verse 17.
第十七节。
But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?
凡有世上财物的，第十七节，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？
You want something practical? It's right there, John says.
约翰说，你要一些实际的教导吗？好，我现在就给你一个具体的例子。
He's talking about those of us who we've seen our brother or our sister or their family in need.
他说的是，如果我们看见有某些教会、某些弟兄姐妹有需要的时候。
This is not talking to rich people.
他在约翰在这儿所指的对象，不是说那所谓的有钱人。
It's talking about those with the world's goods.
他讲的是，他也讲的是有世上财物的。
And that's the vast majority of us here.
那么我想我们当中多半的人都属于 约翰在这儿所讲的那一类人。
You see your brother or sister in Christ in need.
你有世上的财物，然后你看见弟兄姐妹有需要。
And you have the means to give.
你有能力能够帮助他们。
But you just close your heart.
但是你却不帮助他们。
It says you close off your heart.
所以你没有开放你的心去帮助他们，你没有怜悯的心。
你 does it say 关着？
你把他怜悯的心给
it just says right here, right?
关起来。
塞住 ，you just 塞 it, you close it, you just this concept. Like you got to think about this. You see it. You know there's a need. You know you have the means, but you close, you shut it down inside. You shut it down.
所以这儿很生动的用塞住。所以你看见你有这个能力，你也看见别人有需要，可是你却塞住了怜悯的心。
Yeah, you're just shutting it down.
你把这个人所需要的这个人弟兄或姐妹拒之门外。
That's what's going on with us.
其实这是在描写我们教会里头。
God's like,
可能
I've given you the ability to love by laying down your life.
神说我借着我的舍命，我给了你一个这样的能力，爱的能力。
So don't close that down. Don't shut that down.
所以别塞住我所赐给你的这个怜悯的连续的心。
Because that's loveless.
因为这是没有爱的表现。
Because that's the way of the world.
这是世界上的人是这么做的。
Here it's the love of Christ.
而我们现在所谈的是主耶稣基督的爱。
And the way I want you to lay your life down is willingly, voluntarily.
而且主耶稣说，而且主是心甘情愿的为世人舍命的。
And that your love is not always about you. Don't make it about you. Make it about others.
所以你们做我儿女的，你们的爱不要总是在 Stop
making it for your gain.
不要总是
Make it for other people's gain.
不要总是看着自己的好处，要想到别人的需要。
And it's gonna come at a great personal cost to you.
那么我主说我要你们所表现的爱是一个无私的爱。那么但是要表现这样的爱，有的时候需要付出极大的个人的代价。
That is the picture of the love that exists between true brothers and sisters in Christ.
那么在这儿我们看到的是在主内弟兄姐妹之间所应该有的那种爱的一个很形象化的描述。
And I told Pastor James I'm supposed to go to 24.
我答应范长老说我要讲到24节。
I'm struggling with time today.
但是因为时间的限制。
Would you hang in there with me? Yeah? Just a little bit more.
所以请你们坚持下去。
I'm a reputation, man. Like, I'm the late pastor, man. It's like, tables are turning. But, see, the next little chunk, I'll just tell you what it's about.Right?
Huh?
Okay. 下一段这个经节我很快跟你讲。我用个笔。I'll tell you a picture. Because it just happened this morning.
所以我再用一个比喻来讲下面的经节 经文。
This morning,
今天早上
I was eating breakfast with my family.
我在吃早餐。
And...I'd like to think that I have the love of Christ in me. I'd like to think that I 我真的很希望觉得我自己有这种基督的爱在我里面 right、oh, so, so but 可是 but long story short my daughter just said something small and I said something very unloving to her
所以我一直希望我有这种爱在我心里但是今天早上我的女儿说了一些话
and,
我就没有什么爱心我的表现
我回答我说出来的话是就是没有爱 and,、and she walked away you know she was done with her breakfast and she put her plate away and she walked away
然后我的女儿就吃完早餐
and,
她就走了
And、I'm a dumb dad, so I'm like, whatever.
所以、我就想算了这件事情就。
But、on the contrary,
但是相反的、
God showed me that I said some very wounding words.
但是、神让我看见我说了一些没有
爱心的话。And I realized, did I say something very unloving and did it hurt her?
然后我就、意识到我是不是说了什么话、让她、伤了她呢
So I went to find her.
所以我就去找她。
And she was sitting at her desk.
她坐在她的、书桌前。
And、she was...Pretending to study.
他假装他在学习。
And I said, maybe nothing's wrong.
所以我就想，可能是我多心了，可能没什么事情发生过。
I don't know the girl's heart enough.
因为我不太了解女孩子的心。
But I realized that I said unloving words, that it just was not of love.
但是我很清楚的知道我说了一些没有爱心的话。
And I said, honey,
所以我就对他说
Did I say anything? I mean, did that hurt you?
我刚才是不是说了什么话伤了你呢
And is it okay if I share this? I'm sorry I didn't ask you this time. I usually ask them, but...And she said yes, and she started crying.
然后她说对，然后她就开始哭起来了。
And I said, "Dang, man, see what an idiot I am."
我就觉得我自己的确很愚蠢。
And、I literally prayed to God at that moment, saying, "Can you, God, help me to have more love?"
所以我是真的。这样子祷告的
just at that moment,
就是在那一刹那我说神啊你要帮助我
帮助 help can you help me to have more love
你帮助我让我有更多的爱
why can't I speak words of love
为什么我就不能够说出爱的语言言语呢所以我对她说
I'm sorry.
我就对我的女儿说对不起
Will you forgive me?
你能不能原谅我
She always forgives that she always, She's like Jesus love right there She's always forgiving that
就像她一贯的那样她说我可以原谅我
She gave me a hug and she's crying
然后我们就拥抱然后
And I realizedThat's what the next few verses actually talk about.
那个时候我就意识到，其实这段经文就是这节就是对我说的。
I'll just read it to you. When your heart condemns you that you don't have enough love.
如果你的心责备你，说你没有，说你没有足够的爱。
It says God is greater than your heart.
神比我们的心大。
You see, because we have all the stuff, the junk that's inside of our heart.
因为在我们心里充满了很多的杂物。
And we shut off our heart, we close our heart when we know what to do.
所以我们就塞住了 我们应
And then
应该有的心。
The scripture says our heart condemns us.
那么圣经告诉我们，这个时候我们的心会责备
我们。You're not a loving person.
你不是一个有爱心的人。
And the scripture says God's greater than that.
那圣经也同时说，神比我们的心大。
So when you're sitting here and you're saying, I need that love, but I have a problem.
所以如果你现在坐在这儿，你说我需要这种爱，但是
I want to love like Jesus, but I have a problem.
我希望我能够像主耶稣基督那样的爱去爱人。
Because He's given me the love, I know I have it. I know I have it.
因为我知道我他已经赋予了我这样的爱
says,
这样的能力
he says
他说
he says verse 22
22节
and whatever we ask we receive from him because we keep his commands and do what pleases him
我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
This is talking about, I'm asking God, I want to love my brothers and sisters like this.
所以我们对神说，我要我想要爱弟兄姐妹，就像主盼望我爱的那样。
And it's the verse says, when you ask.
那么这段经文告诉我们，我们就求，那么就能够得到。
Amen. Yeah.
同意吗
？Okay. Sorry, that was a hard one today. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm running over you and trying to get concepts out. Let's pray and ask God to help us. Lord, we pray that you have made this time for your people.
主啊，我们的祷告是，你为你的子民预备了这个时候
and
时间。
We went over time, and as a pastor, that wasn't a good habit.
我们多用了一些时间，这是作为一个牧者所不应该。
But we pray that your spirit has.Moved in our hearts today and convicted us.
我们所求的是你的圣灵已经动工了，已经感动了我们。
Not because of the words of man, but because of the words of God.
不是因为人说了什么，而是因为神的话。
We know that we don't.Love the way we're supposed to.
我们知道我们没有像你所吩咐我们的那样去爱。
But I know that that's why you want us to ask for help.
但是我们也知道这就是为什么你常常要我们到你那边在你面前求。
And that's what the scripture just said.
就像经文所说的。
Lord, would you help us to love like Christ?
求主帮助我们像主耶稣基督爱世人那样的去爱。
So that the world will know that we belong to you.
这样世人就知道我们是属于你的。
That we are your disciples.
我们是得救的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，我们是你的门徒，我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry.